Blog Talk Radio.
God damn it, all right. Just catching up with me, fellas. I might have to stop smoking weed while I'm talking to y'all. Because this shit had me coughing, man. Just had me just coughing. But today, I want to talk about the real Superman. You remember Superman, the movie? I mean, not the movie, but it used to come on in the 50s, in the 60s. And they would say, look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Because Superman was that image of a dude. But today, it's not a group of planes flying in a unique pattern. Today, it's the go-getters. They're a unique group of men who graduated from Sidewalk University. They're flying around flaunting their goddamn manhood. You know, Sidewalk University, you know that new university that's graduating men who are at the top of the food chain. No, they're not pimps. They got game. Now, according to the women they know and now entertain, they fly. These motherfuckers are the same motherfuckers they were before they goddamn came to Sidewalk University. They just sharper. So, wow, that motherfucker went off. So what I'm saying and where I'm coming from, women, jobs, peace of mind, street savvy, and the firm knowledge of who the fuck you are. With principles acquired as active learning takes place in your life. Because that's what I do. I'm an active learning teacher. I'm not the teacher that wants you to sit at the desk and say the same answers the motherfuckers in 1962 said. No. I'm about this male confidence course, and we study it here at Sidewalk University. And it's just getting better all the time. It's getting so much better all the time. You remember that song? Oh, no, you're not old enough. That was out in the 60s, in the Beatles. Even motherfuckers who didn't know, they spoke to motherfuckers like me, didn't even know that, you know, they had some shit to say. The Beatles were cool white boys. They made, for the 60s, mood music. And one other one I loved that they made was a musical called I'm Flying. Let me say I'm flying. Of course, they was on LSD. So they was motherfucking singing their high, I guess. But it was dope because that's what we was listening to back then. I'm a fan of different kinds of music, but the one constant for me has always been jazz. Now, the Beatles, they did an album, which I couldn't find. I looked for it. And they didn't even sing on it. They just played music. And it was jazz. And the dopest old album I heard those hippie-type bands play was this album. Because they was like hippies. What I'm saying is the holiday season is already on us. You know, we ain't got no time to be, you know, waiting, because it's already here. Halloween signals that the season for whatever you save up for all year is here. I mean, it seemed like we just got through celebrating Christmas last month. I guess that's just how time flies these days. Now here, we are coming up on a time you're going to want to be with someone special. I know, I mean, it's that time of year for me. And I feel like I'm a regular guy now. You know, not that I need holidays to appreciate my woman. But it's a time when I contemplate the big picture more so than other times. I'm here in Vegas. The weather is changing. It was warm. Now it's getting cold. And I wonder, what are you guys doing in this catch a bitch time and weather that we're having? Now, it was too hot to work. I'm telling you, it was too hot. Fuck it. But then again, now, you put on a little jacket, it ain't cold. You know, what I'm saying is you're going out. 754, I see you, bro. What's up?
What's up, bro? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, brother. What about you?
I'm straight, man. Straight, man. I'm doing what I want to do. So that's
good.
Cool, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
And
What's up?
I wanted to chime in real quick. You talk about the study. And that reminds me of the studies like being a doctor or medicine, law. Those things are always improving. The things that happened in the past, they stayed the same, or you know, they had slight adjustments. But for the most part, just you know, making adjustments throughout history in these areas is what made them better.
Okay, but what's your point?
Oh, I was just speaking in reference to you speaking about the game being a study and how we study the game, and that just brought me up thinking about how medicine studies well and ball.
Wait, brother. I didn't say nothing like what you're saying, because I didn't say nothing about studying the game like the way I think you're talking. That's why I'm asking you, what do you mean?
Well, that's how I study the game, you know.
What is game, bro? What is game?
What is game? Game is what you use to navigate life in the streets.
Okay, I'll
if
go for that.
If you
want to
stay alive and prosperous.
I'll go for that, but the key thing is prosperous. What part of the game are you doing that's prospering? You say you study the game. What are you doing? Unless you're one of these guys that say you don't want the FBI to get you because of what you might say.
I'm trying to charge a bitch. That's what I'm on. You know.
Okay, I understand that, man. But we don't want to talk in ways that people that's listening can't understand what you're saying. You the only one know what
right.
You're saying. You say trying to charge a bitch.
Well,
so
I want a woman to appreciate my manhood to where she wants to support it and possibly upgrade it a little bit, you know?
So listen to me, bro, and follow me. What I'm saying is you're saying the studying that you're doing, the part of the game that you're studying, is how to make a woman want to support you?
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean you
without
can't...
me?
Wait, bro.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Does that mean that you are not supporting yourself right now?
No, I got the foundational, I guess I could call it support, and they're just, you know.
Foundations ain't gonna pay for shit. Foundations ain't gonna pay for shit. What they're gonna do is give you something to stand on so that what you're doing can pay for whatever the fuck you're talking about.
There you go.
Foundations is just the basis. So what I'm saying, man, and why I'm going through all this, is I'm not listening to you motherfuckers use the word game no more. If you fucking don't know what game is, how the fuck can you use it? What I'm saying is, I'm sick of you motherfuckers calling in here, trying to act like you slick, say some shit about game, and you ain't talking about nothing. Because you don't even know what game is. You were right in your description of what game is. But as you spoke, you surely showed that you ain't got a lick of game because you wasn't doing the shit you decried. What I'm saying, bro, is I'm not saying what you're talking about ain't shit. I'm saying when you're talking to me, you got to be real. Because the motherfucker that used the word game go outside every day doing whatever he talking about game is, risking his life, his freedom, and every goddamn thing else. Because that's what game is. It ain't the bullshit motherfuckers listen to these goddamn radio disc jockeys tell you. Game is a way of life, bro. And you can't use it. Flip it. It's me. Now, do that make sense to you or not?
You say you can't use it.
In a flippant way with me. Meaning you can't just any kind of way use it. You got to know what you're talking about when you say the word game to me. I don't know about Dean and that fucking Lucario and that goddamn EO, whoever the fuck they are. I don't know what you mean when you say that shit with them. But when you say it with me, you mean you a slick-ass motherfucker that go out and get money every day based on what you think. Now, is that where you at or not?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So wait, bro, wait. I'm not even down you. I'm accepting what you're saying is true. That's why I'm going to ask you again, what the fuck do you do that represent game?
I'm on the street.
Besides trying to charge a bitch.
I don't know. I can see the motivate. Now, I don't know if that's part of the game or not. You know what I'm saying? When you see me out in the street, people feel esteem. I'm highly esteemed. You know, people see me and they're monitoring my actions.
Hold on.
Taking notes.
Hold on, brother. Let me give you credit. You ain't ran from nothing I asked you. The average motherfucker would have ran. At least you tried. You must think you got some game. You probably got whatever you think, and it is helping you. So I'm really actually surprised that you even keeping up with this conversation. They would have quit. They would have hung up. Because I'm asking you two stronger questions. It's too much about you, but you certainly are digging deep trying to find the answers, and I respect that, man. Come on with what you were saying.
Hey, I wish you could see me smiling through the phone, you know, but when I'm out in the streets and people will come like, damn, man, I seen you out there, man, you know, and it makes me feel good, man. And I know I'm going in the right direction.
Well, that ain't game. That's representation. You representing yourself.
Yes.
You represent the way you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't game.
Yes, that's true. I agree.
Yeah, but that ain't game. So what I'm saying is I wish everybody that's listening, I wish you guys would stop this shit. Because you're going to be in the streets and use that fucking word or some word, and a motherfucker go hear you. And they go ask you what you talking about. And you gonna say some stupid ass shit like you just said, and you liable to get shot. Because you motherfuckers don't understand what game is. Game is a risk. It is not football. or some basketball games. You're doing shit on the streets that's going to cost your life if you ever slip. This is why we call it game, because we plan to survive. You motherfuckers is playing video games when you use the word. I hate that. I fucking hate it with a passion. And I'm not going to accept you motherfuckers using that goddamn word with me. No motherfucking more. Unless, of course, you know what the fuck you're talking about. So I am not...
I got a question.
Oh, go ahead. Come on.
My
man,
question
I
is,
really like you, man. Dude, I'm not gay or nothing, but I like
no.
you, man.
Uncle, you know I love you, man. And I
no,
want to know how can we take
you
more
ain't got
risk.
No punk in you. You ain't got no punk in you, man. You standing up. This is dope. Now, what's your question?
A question is, how can we take more risk to put our life on the line so we can get us some game?
Enrolling in Sidewalk University, because that's what I do. I'm straight laced from the street. I'm straight laced from accredited university. So I know both ways to teach, rote and active. And what I'm saying is the way you get it without risking life and limb is let a motherfucker that know about it lace you with it instead of motherfuckers that just heard words. Because you niggas be getting laced with motherfuckers that all they heard was words. And that's how you come off. You just heard a word. You don't know shit about game. You don't know shit about what game is. And that's because you've been listening to goddamn fools, man, telling you to go get killed. I don't want you to get killed. I'm going to let you know that shit you saying is going to get you in a situation that can get you killed. Now,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
Seven,
I understand.
Five, four, just hold on. 916, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? All respect, man.
Come on.
I kind of see, I ain't in the streets, man. I ain't afraid to say I'm no square, too, but I feel like I got game in my own domain. You feel me? Like, whether it be building my wife up to get her multiple businesses or me expounding my 9-to-5 to do other things, I feel it's game in that lane. You know what I mean?
916, hold on.
Man.
Hold on, listen, 916. All you got is you ain't no lazy motherfucker. You standing up. You a man. You doing shit that a man's supposed to do as far as representing his manhood. But about game, that shit you speaking ain't got shit to do with game. That's what's wrong with you guys. You guys are fools. You don't care what you're saying. If a motherfucking basketball player was talking about passing the ball to one of his teammates, and he said, I'm a lateral the ball to you, do you think his teammate would know what the fuck he was talking about?
No.
There's no lateral in goddamn basketball.
That's a football.
That's a football term.
Yep.
And you motherfuckers run around here, use all these terms, say all this shit, and you don't give a goddamn what it means. So what you do is talk to each other, misinform each other, and be misinformed as individuals. And then you think you sharp. And the reason you think you sharp is because you know you ain't going outside your goddamn house. You know you ain't going nowhere where you can test how sharp you are. So you'll accept them fucking definitions them fuck motherfuckers be giving you. Whereas a real motherfucker go out there and test what he got. Test what he heard. Test what he learned. Fake motherfuckers,
yeah,
fake-ass motherfuckers do what you doing. Talking about what you do as a square-ass motherfucker, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a square, too. I ain't shame. I do the same shit you doing, but I got game. So happened that the game I got that made me play in an area that makes me feel and live as if I'm doing slick shit. Don't be mad at me because I'm sharp enough to do that. I make myself feel good and comfortable, and I ain't breaking no goddamn law. Tell me that ain't game. What I'm saying is everything I did to get whatever I got, I broke laws to do it. What I'm saying, don't you think when you're a criminal, you want to get to the point where you don't have to be a criminal no more? That's what criminals do. They want to get to a point where they can live normal. They just don't want to work 40 years before they can retire. All this shit is important, bro. Listen, all this shit is important. And you got to be thinking about all this shit when you say what the fuck you think because you got game. Because what part of what you do is going to get your ass sent to jail?
You see, that was my challenge. I feel like we are born who we are. Some people was born in the
house. Would you cut out that lawyer bullshit? You ain't no motherfucking lawyer. I asked you a question. Answer it. Don't play word games with me. What part of what you do is risking going to jail?
That want to be something I mentioned on... But nothing like that.
Hey, listen, suckers. Say, you know, I don't want to get myself in trouble, so I don't want to say blah, blah, blah. Like you finna say your name and address and what you doing, where you gonna be at 1 o'clock. Ain't nobody
asking
me all that. Bro, I'm just saying you did it. I'm saying that's what suckers do. What I'm saying is, a real motherfucker answers the question. They don't be tripping. They answer the question. So I'm going to ask you again. What the fuck do you do that you are risking going to jail?
Yeah, I have multiple streams, and only one stream I'm risking going to jail, man. Wait.
You said you have multiple streams?
Yes, I have multiple streams of income.
You ain't risking shit. You one of them fake motherfuckers that want to act like you. What the fuck could you possibly be risking on a stream? It's the fucking internet.
No. I'm talking about I have multiple... When I say streams, I'm talking about multiple ways of getting money.
Hey, you lying. You lying, and I don't want to talk to you no more.
Sure.
Hey, 978, what's up? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, man. I didn't even pick you. 978, what's up?
Yeah, Bud. What's up, Bud? I called you last week, man. I wanted to join your academy, you know what I'm saying? I'll send you an email. I'm the same guy that rang you. I was having the flu last week.
Bro, did you spend the money so you can be in the school? Because I don't remember you doing it. So what I'm saying is, why are you calling me running this bullshit by me, man? I don't want to hear this goddamn shit. What's your fucking question? If you go fuck with me, fuck with me. Send me the money so you can fuck with me. I don't want to hear no promises and no goddamn what you going to do. Who in the fuck care?
That's what I'm saying, bud, because I didn't get a reply to that email, you know what I'm saying? So I'm calling to see whether you got my email.
Bro. Ain't nobody doing what you want. I'm going to do what I want. And if you tell me, send me an email saying whatever, and I don't respond, that don't mean you don't want what you want to do. That mean I ain't responding to your email. But if that mean you don't want the course, then that's cool with me. I don't care.
That's not what I'm...
Listen. What I'm saying is, no, man, that's not what I'm going. No. Well, if it ain't, hit my motherfucking PayPal so we can get busy. I don't want to talk.
I just wanted to make sure I sent the right to the right email. The
listen, PayPal.com. You choose the motherfucking send money tab, and you send the payment to AskRosebud@gmail.com. I'll get the payment. I'll send you the shit. That's how it works. Right. I'm not in the convincing. You may not need convincing, and that's what I thought, but you may not. But I'm saying I don't convince nobody. If anything, I make them change their mind. You don't want to fuck with me, because I'm not finna kiss your ass to fuck with you. That's me.
I'm trying to fuck with you heavy, bud. That's what I'm saying. I wanted to make
I gave you the information.
You got my email. Know what I'm saying?
Bro, I gave you the information. So let's roll if you want to roll. Period, man. There's a gang of people that want to roll. You might be one of them. Let's go. That's how we do it.
I'm going to send you the email again.
It doesn't matter. It's not a fucking email. It matters if you hit PayPal. If you don't hit PayPal, I don't give a fuck about your email. Period. It's up to you
Where can I hit the PayPal? Where is the link to the PayPal?
This is what I'm saying about bullshit motherfuckers. What do you mean, where can you hit PayPal? PayPal.com. Then you click on PayPal.com, and it's going to say what you want to do. And you go to the, it don't say those words, but that's what the page is. And then you go to the send money tab. And then you do what I said. And if you don't remember what I said, I don't want you in my motherfucking school no way, because you slow. You took the short bus. I ain't fucking with that. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear that shit. 817, what's going on, brother? I'm sorry I got to talk like this. I'm just saying, I am not kissing no motherfucker's ass. Now, what's up, 817? 817, are you there? No, I guess you're not. Hey, 989, what's up, brother?
Oh, what it do, bud? What it do, King?
I'm good. I'm going hard today, man. So I ain't trying to, you know.
Man, I see, man. It's needed out here because, you know, we got a lot of, you know, people who can't comprehend what you're asking the young men is, what are we doing these days to keep the gang going? And what I'm doing, you know, I got a few books out. I fuck with you, Shantae. You know, and I see what you're doing, man, and I salute y'all, man. Is learning how to work that technology, man.
Hey, I can't do nothing but appreciate it, bro. But you got a question or something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to the fact, you know, me, I'm a fresh home from prison, man, and when you ask what we doing to keep our game, I ain't worked in years, but I'm living like a fucking king. You know, I got the RV in the backyard, and yeah, I just, you know, I recommend to the young men, man, if they can't do nothing else, get a woman with some money, man, and treat her good and go from there.
You can always win. So wait. I picked up that you must have caught a bitch with money.
Well, you know, I've been blessed
I don't know. I made a motherfucking assumption. And I didn't hardly, you know, stutter. I said, you caught a bitch with money.
Oh, several. I've been blessed.
I'm not trying to play baseball where you can slide in or run me over. I just want to answer yes or no.
Yes.
What is the answer?
Yes. I definitely have. Always at the right time, too, man.
So the reason I asked you that is because, you know, people can't depend on that. No one can depend on that unless that's what you do. Now, if that's what you do, this particular broad is just one of many. Otherwise, if you hit or miss, it doesn't matter because you're down and dirty, and the very next bitch you get an opportunity to fuck with, you're going to do it. But people listening to this show, hearing you say what you say about getting the bitch with money, or at least sound as positive as you sound, you would make these, not intentionally, but you would make these motherfuckers go out trying to catch a bitch that got some money. Stupid, because they stupid. They hear shit and think they can do it. My question to you is, have you been playing like that for a while, otherwise playing to catch a bitch with money or not? Don't give me no bullshit because I'm going to catch you in it.
I'm just attracted to women who already got a life going on, and they're playing in with my life, you know, where I just have,
so, listen,
you know,
man,
got them in the right
direction. Wait. I'm not doubting you, but listen to how much bullshit you just said. What do a bitch...
Well, I'm from Mississippi.
Can you please let me ask the question that's going to show you the bullshit?
I hate...
Thank you. What I'm saying is, what do a bitch look like that already is in position to have what the fuck you talking about? You say you just look for a bitch and blah, blah, blah. Okay, what does she look
that's
like?
Of course. That's a great question. All right, I'm 44, so I grew up attracted to the looks or whatnot. But now I grew up watching y'all since Pimps Up Hoes Down. You know what I mean? Back when Pimps Up Hoes had the big ring hanging up. When you jumped out, you know what I mean? When they were showing all the real pimps, man.
Down.
I learned how to put a wig on a pig and give them a gig. You know, I put a wig on a pig and give them a gig nowadays. You know, they can have a little belly.
Listen, stop. I know from your spiel just now, you full of shit. I know it. Listen to me and then talk, please.
Yes, sir.
Can try to make yourself sound like you slick because you can say some slick shit, a pig in a wig.
That's my nickname. They call me slick. They call me slick, bud.
Okay, man. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, down in Michigan, man.
I ain't got time to be fucking with no fake motherfuckers, man. 817, what's up?
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, can you hear me? This is Trey Shorty.
I don't care who it is. Yes, I can hear you. All
right. I didn't catch all of your streams, so, but you got a sec. I can say something real quick?
Go ahead, man. Somebody
need
permission
to talk. All right, cool. Hey, all y'all motherfuckers just shut the fuck up. Yeah, when God is talking, just listen. And show me some respect, all right? He out here doing shit for y'all. And y'all just...
Hey, Trey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. What you saying is what you have learned. You have paid to learn that. Motherfuck these motherfuckers that don't know what they listening to.
Right.
You can't pick up the dead, man. You can only speak real shit. And if they pick up on it, they do. If they don't, they sleep. And they like being asleep. So what the fuck you going to wake them up for? I like fucking with motherfuckers
too, man.
I like fucking with motherfuckers like you that was napping until you heard some shit that woke you up. And from that point, you've been woke. So don't try to think because you did it, some other motherfucker can do it. The only motherfucker can do it is the motherfucker that do it. Period. You did it.
I got you.
Listen, nobody did shit as far as talk you into whatever. Nobody did shit as far as show you or prove to you how this is what the fuck I'm saying. You decided that you believed it and your ass spent your money. Everybody ain't like that, man. And do not expect them to be. special motherfuckers is like that because they believe in themselves, but they don't actually know it at the point. That's where I come in. And I'm going to show you. You can believe in yourself, and you do not have to fuck with these motherfuckers, man. You see me, right, man, on. I don't care. Listen, I don't care if you got $1,500 to spend with me right now. Motherfuckers say something I don't like. Keep your fucking money. You know why I think that? Because I know people need what I'm saying, and this is just one motherfucker. People be thinking that a nigga's tripping on money. I'm not. That's why you ask a gang of motherfuckers, I don't care you got $1,700. Fuck you in your $1,700. Because you ain't getting my shit unless I think you worth it. And Trey, listen to me, man.
Yes, sir.
And understand this. You separated yourself from the ordinary guy. Stop trying to identify with them motherfuckers, man. Please.
Will do, bud. I got you.
You feel me, though? Okay.
Yeah, I feel you. You talking real shit right now. I got you, man. I'm going to hop
all
off,
right,
but you keep doing what you're doing.
That's what's up. You know it. Always listen to my shows, man, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to see some shit. What I'm saying is it seems like we just had Christmas last month, but, we had it almost a year ago. And I know it's that time of year for me. Not that I need occasions to appreciate shit, my woman, my kids, my wife. I don't need that shit, but when that shit come around, it is the time to look at that. And I think when I look at that shit, I contemplate the big picture. I am always contemplating the big picture more so than other times during these times. 978, I see you back. What's up?
Yo, bud, I'm trying to send you the paper right now, but the link is not working, man. It's saying the account is not available. Is there another way I can send
you
the paper right now?
Stop. What is not available?
That link. I clicked on...
Stop right there. Stop. That is bullshit. I don't care if you even hook up with me or not. Because what I'm saying, there is no way PayPal link is not going to be available. It's the fucking richest company in the goddamn world besides Facebook.
No. PayPal is available, bro. PayPal.
How is
PayPal?
PayPal
is available, bud, but we're not going the sender. It's saying the sender is not available. So I'm trying to see the PayPal is working, but the link is not available.
Bro, I ain't holding your hand. I ain't finna hold your hand. If it don't work for you, then it don't work. Because that's how I live on PayPal.com. Telling them exactly what I told you. And I get a 1,000 motherfuckers telling me how it don't work. And I tell them, okay, it don't work. Because I know it works. It's something you doing or not doing. PayPal.com. Click that tab, send money. And it's going to ask you who you want to send it to. And you put my email in it. And send the money. If you don't do that.
I'm on that right now, bud. But
all
right,
thanks.
That the email,
thanks,
not, email is not recognized.
Thanks. Hey, and that's because you ain't putting two D's. Ask Rosebud has two D's. Now, don't hit me no more. I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. And I don't care. So, fuck it. I'm here in Vegas. It was warm and all that goddamn shit. But this is catch a bitch weather. And I just wonder what you guys fucking doing. I'm the kind of dude that, about 3 p.m., whatever Brawl's house I'm at, I tell baby to run my water. And you know why I take what I want to wear. You know, once my water is perfect, I jump in, you know, take care of my motherfucking grooming. And once I'm done, I then, you know, start my being Rosebud. I you know, look at the closet, you know, start matching shit as far as what I want to wear. You know, and you know, I feel in a certain color, mauve, if that's the case. And I look in the closet to see what I got mauve or, you know, close to mauve where I can, you know, work a day with the eating. I got all these shoes, you know what I'm saying? The belts, you know, the socks, the dry, the boxers. I'm saying, I don't know about you, but I like to match. I match from my drawers to my socks to my belt to my slacks and my shirt. All of that shit matches with me. First things first. You know, now that that's done, I see that shit, or I set that shit to the side. I only put it on at that point because I ain't pick my shirt. I got a lot of things to do. Then I'm going to get one of them Demontes or Dolphos or whatever I got. And it's going to match my belt, my Gaylors. My shirt, belt, shoes, socks must match if you really want to be down. That's how it got to be. And once I get my shirt fitting just right, I slip into my slacks. You know, I already have on matching undergarments. So now I want to make my motherfucking pants. I want to make sure that them motherfuckers are going to be the right color with my shirt. That's why when I buy shirts, I buy not a lot, but if it's a red shirt, well, not red. But if it's a colored shirt, I buy maybe 3 different versions of that color. And after I make sure of whatever the fuck, you know, I'm looking at that, I put my shoes on and, you know, I search out the perfect hat if I'm going to be knotted. I got so many combos that I can make with my tie and shirt, but I'm thinking more that that's the case on the same color type shit. And that tie got to be a really cold color to match my shirt. And it has to blend. If it's a different color, that tie and that shirt got to blend with my motherfucking suit. And once I choose that, I knot it up in a square knot. Then I look in my closet door mirror, get a full view.
Damn!
That's all I ever say.
Damn, nigga! I'm one fly motherfucker!
Then I take my jacket off, smoke me a motherfucking joint while I choose from my damn near 200 bottles of cologne. Then I go out and look in my backyard while I fuck with my motherfucking dog. My backyard ain't big, don't get me wrong. I got a little apartment. I think my fucking backyard might be 12 by 12 or something like that. So it ain't like I got a big backyard, but I go back there and fuck with my motherfucking dog all the while fully dressed, except for my jacket. And you know why I do that shit? Because no other motherfucker do it. And I start my motherfucking night out being different. Period. Now run and tell that. Run and tell every motherfucking thing. I got a plan for every goddamn thing. And when you down and dirty and on the prowl like I be, shit, you don't miss much. Over there you see that loose bra. Right over there you see that bra that I was with last night or at. Do I give this bitch another chance? I'm thinking. She might be thinking differently tonight. I mean, you know, let me go see.
So what I'm saying is, shit happens. And when it happens, you cannot be wondering, can you motherfucking call Bud? This is why I ain't fucking with any bitch. If she's flippant, then flippant means that you just, you know, don't really have direction. The nigga on the prowl is hungry than a Timberwolf, wide around the mouth as Al Jolson, goddammit. But the bitches never know it. See, this is what I'm saying. This is game. You motherfuckers are told me, can you break bread with me? Man, I act like I just got through eating, be hungry. Hey, look, man, I'm not fucking with you, 978. Period. If you can't do it, you ain't even the kind of dude I want to fuck with. So, X yourself out. What I'm saying is, even if the motherfucking bitch is in pocket as far as doing everything she's supposed to do, but she flip it, you gotta add shit fast. This bitch could be playing. So I'll save my conversation for any bitch except for that bitch. And so I'm going, you know, down the block a little further, and I see a square-ass motherfucker at the bus stop. Excuse me. Shit, that was it. I see a motherfucking square at the bus stop. Shit. I need a ride. So I walk up to the bus stop and I ask, is this bus the 73? Because I'm looking right up here and it says 73. She said yes. She responded way too fast. This is how I be thinking. So I must have some action. And I wait, 978, can you please leave me the fuck alone? I do not want to explain to you how to do something. If you can't do it, then, you know, you don't want to fuck with me. So what I'm saying is after she responded too fast, and I'm thinking I got action, I got to play it off. I'm going to go right at it. I wait a few seconds, and then I ask the bitch, are you going downtown? And the bitch say, I'm married and I'm not available. I'll smile at the bitch. And I say, he's a lucky bastard. And tell him I said so. And I walk up looking at my watch or something. Shit. 70 seconds. Man, that's way too long to find out the bitch ain't shit. I'm getting slow. I timed myself. I ain't been hungry in a while. Gotta stay busy. Oh my God, these dudes. Let me see who this is. Are you looking for a pizza, man?
What's yes or no? Jay from London.
Okay, hello. Jay from London. What's up?
What's going on, brother? I spoke to you a few shows back. I was telling you
how your advice helped me. I remember you talking to me, man. What's up?
Yeah, but I basically had a question because I was watching, I can't remember which show it was, I think a couple of weeks ago, and you said about game. I even rang you and you.
Well, what's your question? Oh, he hung up. I'm telling you, man. Any motherfucking way. I timed myself. I can't help it. I am not taking a long time to talk to no broad. I'm not going to make myself subject to what the fuck she thinks. You know, I'm just saying you got to stay busy. You know, and you just have to understand. I question women who say the man ain't shit. When they say that shit too fast, I'm digging in. The man who steps up to take care of somebody else's kids, I'm not going to say he's strong, but he is. I'm not going to say he's a sucker, but he is. Because what I'm saying is,
he's dealing with the thoughts of, you know, handling somebody else's kids, which, you know, makes him strong. But there ain't no way in the world he can get away from all he got to do is say something to bitch on, like, and she taking her kids and leaving. Fuck you. So you being a fucker too. Why do you deny it? That's life. Oxymorons. Deal with it. You know, I really agree with this point, that taking care of somebody's kids does not make you a strong man. Taking care of the woman you've decided to be with does. And taking care of her includes her kids. But basing his strength solely on the fact that he'll take care of somebody else's kids sounds too much like sucker shit to me, which is what society wants you to go for. Too many bullshit ways to describe shit. A strong man is just like a strong woman, quiet unless motivated to be otherwise, sure because of his fucking confidence, aware because of his position in life, responsible because all that comes with balling. He can and will handle all shit. Man, you was talking to me a minute ago, then you hung up. Or the line drop. What is going on, London guy?
Yeah, hello, but sorry, man. The line dropped here. So I was basically saying, you said game. Obviously, game means if you're risking going to jail. But then, obviously, like, before I go any further, I have to let you know that I got mad love and respect for you. But there's one thing you said that I don't agree with, so I need a bit of, like, bit of kind of clarification, if you will. Because you said having game means you're doing something that could potentially put you in jail. But then you said in another show that Michael Jordan had game, but I don't remember him having to go to jail or risking going to jail. So
who did I say had game and you don't remember what? Risking going to jail, who?
You said Michael Jordan. He has game.
Okay, stop. Michael Jordan, I say he has game. He do. But you say he didn't risk going to jail?
Yeah, because the original...
Wait, can you just let me ask what I need to ask? I don't need to hear all your shit. Well, I'm saying, you saying he didn't risk going to jail, so that means he didn't have game. Let me tell you what makes him have game. Right. Can I tell you? Because he did not play cards, even though he was a gambler. He did not actually go for baseball, even though he could play. He bet his money on his skill of playing basketball. So what I'm saying is, sure, he didn't risk going to jail because that's legal. But he risked everything depending on his skills. Now, you can say a lawyer does that, but they don't.
Yeah.
They don't do it. You can say a carpenter does that, and you can make analogies, but they don't do it. The motherfucker that forsakes everything because of what he believes in got game, especially if it make him money, and triple, especially if it make him rich as that motherfucker got. Now, let me ask you something. Since he's been retired, what has he done?
He hasn't done anything. He just gets money.
You're a goddamn lie.
He's impossible.
You're a goddamn lie. He one of the most successful athletes. Listen, he one of the most successful athletes post his career in history. This motherfucker.
Yeah, of course, but he's not playing. He's not. He's not playing right now.
Hey,
man,
look. I don't want to hear your bullshit. You can't say something, and then because I say something, you start agreeing with what the fuck I'm saying.
No. I'm not agreeing.
Listen,
but, you know,
man, you said
right?
You come agree with what the fuck I said. Didn't you?
No. I'm not agreeing. I'm saying he's not playing basketball right now. So
God damn it. I don't care that you're from another country. You better start listening to what I'm saying or I'm going to X you out because you're answering shit that you're interpreting wrong. Period. You told me.
I don't think I am. Because...
Okay.
Mm.
You don't. Good. Don't call back. I don't go for... What I'm saying is this, fellas. Rose, but you don't want to hear shit. No, I don't. I don't want to hear shit. Because I know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is this. If you have Willie Mays, what did he do besides play baseball? Nothing. Now, if you want to be word for word exact in meaning, you can actually say what that guy that was on the phone just now said, that you said unless you're risking going to jail, you ain't got no game. No, man, that is what I said, but that is not what I mean. What I mean is the true essence of what word game is, the word game is you're making a living off of what you believe in. But most motherfuckers just have jobs and they're making a living, you know, on their job. They don't believe that they need to talk a motherfucker out of, you know, to go in their bank account and give you the money. They believe what they believe. Gang motherfuckers believe I need to be able to talk this motherfucker into going into the bank and getting some money and pulling it out and giving it to me. And I need to be able to make this motherfucker not even think that shit is going on. Now that's gang. In the street sense. Gang in the word sense has to have the full definition of the streets. But you have to give room for the person that's doing what the fuck you're saying, and he ain't risking going to jail. Because you fucking ignorant motherfucker, that's what I'm doing. You just fucking ignorant and you don't care. I'm not trying to eliminate myself from having game when I make the definition. That's why I don't define shit very often. Because motherfuckers want to take what you said and make it whatever the fuck they think. Fuck you, London motherfucker. As a matter of fact, fuck you like this. You out. I'm saying, man, this shit is stupid. This shit is fucking stupid. So what I'm saying is everything that comes with balling, when you balling, that means not only are you having money, you're very visible as far as having this car, that car, doing this, doing that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you're very visible and you're living it and you're out. And you're around all these street motherfuckers. You balling. So what I'm saying is when you balling, every bitch fucking with you, every whatever the fuck fucking with you is in pocket. Because you handling the shit. And you can and will handle everything. And he's a hell of a mate at this point. Because he will not only fuck the shit out the bitch, because he's feeling so good, he's going to be able to show this bitch how he's not just spending money. He is spending money, but he's not fucking it off. This is important. So, damn, actually I'm talking about me. But really, I shouldn't be talking about me. But we all have these definitions of shit, and it's only because the original definition is too strong for your weak ass. That's why you want to use your definition. Your definition ain't shit. The definition is. There are strong men and there are strong women, and I know I'm one. And if you ain't, that's on you, bro. And if you ain't, sister, that's on you. We're doing a reality check right here. And we ain't talking about Joe Blow's definition. Look, 978, you better say something real slick or I'm Xing you out right away. What the fuck do you want?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the email is wrong, man, because I sent it to the...
All right. 404, what's up?
What's going on? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Man, I just had to call in and tell you thank you again for that course, because I finally had my moment where I understood what you meant by you never stop learning from it.
What's happening, Earl?
Oh, man, I was listening to the course again today, and it felt like I was all in SW all over again for all the stuff I was getting from it.
Earl, so what I'm saying is, same shit, but you got brand new shit from it?
Yeah, I really did.
Earl.
What was it?
Earl,
you remember to, go ahead.
For the rest of your life, as long as you have those MP3s, you can listen to it. Because, let's say right now, you listen to it and you got whatever you got from it. It's going to put you on another level of thinking. And let's say you on this level for a month or two or three or whatever, thinking this way properly, and something tells you to look at the damn shit again. You're going to see more shit. Why? Because of the level you're watching it from. When you're watching it from a level that's higher than the level you were watching it on, it's going to show you different shit.
And that's pretty much what happened.
Earl, I learned. Earl. This is why I said I'm a genius, because I knew it would do this. But go ahead, man. Let me hear what you learned.
I learned that the reason that course never stopped teaching is because you never really face a new challenge. You just face a different version of a challenge based on what you have become.
Oh,
and because it's a different version, you still got to apply the same thing to overcome this one that you did the last one.
Wait. What you said is dope, but listen, the clarification, it never changes the challenge. It is just, otherwise, the way to solve every challenge, and you can agree or disagree and tell me if this is how you do it, but what I'm saying is the way to solve every challenge is the way you solve the first challenge. The same
That's
way.
That's what I learned today.
Earl, this is dope, man. I mean, I know you know what you're saying, but I don't really know if you know what you're saying, man. Because, bro, the thing about what's right, the thing about why I say think and do it, is because 9 out of 10 times it's right. Because you're thinking along the lines of where your life is going. You're not thinking about what I'm talking about and blah, 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 going with your life. when you become the kind of dude you are, you're thinking about your life. And whatever you're thinking first damn near is right. And I'm just happy you see that it's all about the basics. What we learned from Jump Street, that's why it's so important, because that's what we're going to employ throughout the rest of our life, just different versions. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Earl, I love it when you call in, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate you, too.
See, the thing about me, I'm a conceited bastard. I'm just fucking conceited. And for somebody like Earl to call in and say these things he's seeing, now, don't get me wrong. Earl is not like me from the streets, if that's the case. Plus, he's way more religious than I am. So what I'm saying is, for the contrast, you know, as far as our personalities and who we are, is just that more confirming to me. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter what you do. It matters how you think. And if you think, let's say in Earl's case, he think of all of this shit he's learning, that don't mean he eliminated his belief. That just means he's taking in all the stuff he's learning through the lenses of his belief. And I love that, because I'm not where he coming from, or am I? Because I'm talking about being a man. I'm talking about being responsible. I'm talking about believing in who you are. I mean, that's not religious, but that is something that you can religiously do or believe. So I'm not saying I'm like a god or anything. Please, don't think any of that. What I'm saying is, we're not talking about any definition when we say whatever we believe. We're talking about true strength. And the way you have true strength is to define something. Maybe you can do it your definition, but if your definition is a weaker version of the real definition, then I can't tell you what to do, but I wouldn't accept that definition. Because you don't realize this. What's old? You don't know what's old. Right now. Right now. Now, the first one was new. The second one was old. How old? A couple seconds. But what I'm saying is, do you realize that tomorrow will be old next week? Whatever happened tomorrow, next week when you read about it, it's some old news. Man, that is so fucking important. Because I try to tell myself to relax. Because I'm getting much too old to be running and thinking the way I think. Then I think, if I'm running just to run, or just to be running, I am too old for that kind of goddamn shit. But I'm not doing that. I'm running, paving the way for my golden years. And they're right around the corner. I know if I would have done, you know, the running earlier in my life, now I would be bored to fucking death with nothing to do. Man, these motherfuckers calling me. Fuck.
Okay, so I didn't come back, killed it, right? Yeah. All right. With nothing to fucking do. Shit. I know my life is by design. And I am not afraid of what I'm designing. I know I'm taking a chance. So to me, old is what old does. Young motherfuckers run so that their golden years, if that's the case, will be lived out in bliss. Otherwise, a young motherfucker graduate, get a job, and he do everything he do so that when he gets whatever, 65, retirement age, you know, he can start taking vacations and different shit, don't have to work. Got his, you know, retired. Old motherfuckers, they sit and enjoy the fruits of their labor because their earlier years provided for them. So they're just enjoying it. I never did believe any of that shit. And now that I qualify to be an old motherfucker who sit around and watch the days turn into nights, you know, I pass on that shit. And I want to, you know, be current with my golden years, because the years, you know, that they determined to be golden, 60s and 70s, they're outdated. The golden years are like 90 and 100. So if I put my efforts in overdrive, the shit that I'm doing, the shit that I'm doing with y'all just might be what I need for my golden years. So think about what I'm getting ready to say. This is how selfish I am. Every fucking thing I do has something in it for me. I'm not doing it if it don't. So all of this shit I'm doing with you right now is what I think I need to do for my golden years. Man, I'm only 60. Well, I'm going to be 69. But shit, that means I got 11 more years before I'm in my golden year. Wait a minute. 21 more years. So what I'm saying, I mean, you know, I would just keep pushing as well as little boy, a nigga like me. Y'all don't know what I'm laughing at, but I'm saying, a nigga that's already saying, you know, I ain't got 20 more years to live, but my golden years is almost over, so I'm accepting that. Boy, this shit is so fucking crazy. My thing is this. I was on a show recently, and we talked about being selfish and conceited. I mean, of course, you know, the host was initially against everything I was saying until I broke it down and showed them how my alumni feel about the two. Now, selfish. Ensuring your own survival and well-being. Now, in my opinion, is not in any way a bad thing. But, I mean, that's being selfish. The very idea that that's a bad thing is ludicrous to me, but they say being selfish is negative. You don't know that English is the only language where one word could mean 9,047 things. So what this word means in your case, or in the case you're using, is up for whatever. Because what I'm saying is selfish, the way they, society, has made you see selfish, this is very negative.
But if you look at the definition, the real definition of the word selfish, it means you care so much about your life that you're not going to let anything you do jeopardize it. And you're not going to let anything you encounter jeopardize it. And you're not going to let anything someone says to you jeopardize it. Now, I just don't see how that's bad. I'm saying these are tools that my alumni use. Mental tools. They're deemed important. And I'm branching out. And my goal is to be on various channels, doing various things. But my message is clear. And it's actually picking up steam. As a form of pimp, I have the keys to what is important to any woman. And that's being, whether you know it or not, that's being a stand-up man. If you a stand-up man, you got action at catching some woman you thought that was unreachable. God damn it. What's up, Londoner?
What's going on, bud? Come on, man. I thought you were standing
what
there.
What do you want?
You're not answering the question, man. You're just insulting, cussing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm asking you a question. You're just insulting instead of answering the question. I'm bringing up a point where you said the game means a certain thing. And I'm telling you there's a contradiction, so I'm trying to learn. That's what I'm asking you, but you're
listen,
recording
listen,
the names
listen,
and you know what I mean? Insulting.
Can you listen? Understand this, man.
Yeah, go on.
You speak the way you speak, and you understand the way you understand. But I've already explained thoroughly what I was meaning, and you're stuck on what you think. So if that's what you think, okay, man, I contradicted myself. Why do you gotta keep calling me to say that?
No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I don't think I'm
you're not
to
trying
you're
to,
wrong.
Bro, you're not trying to understand shit. You're trying to prove your point that you think I contradicted myself. So I'm saying, okay, I contradicted myself. Can you get the fuck off the phone and not call back now?
Come on, man. People are calling to learn.
There you go.
You're on
see
some socket, so you're calling. Hey,
dude, come on, man. This dude is so full of shit, man. Dude, you've already said I contradicted myself, right?
I'm saying, yeah, because of what you said.
Okay,
you
right?
Said
yes.
To have
no,
game. To have game.
Stupid
to have
ass.
Game, to have game.
I already know what your dumb fucking ass is saying. You don't have to repeat it.
To have game.
I already know what your stupid fucking ass is saying, you dumb bastard. Answer the fucking question. Didn't you say that I contradicted myself?
Yeah, you're contradicting yourself right now.
Okay.
You're calling your name saying to get you nowhere.
What I'm saying is, okay, you're right. I did. I contradicted myself to you. Can you get off the phone now and not call back?
Well, that's some sucky shit, though, man. Some people are calling you to ask you a question, and you're calling them names and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
If yeah,
you're in
front
of me, I'll
knock
you the fuck out.
What if you are a bitch-ass motherfucker? What if you are an asshole? And you don't really know that's what you are. Because you're so used to talking shit to some motherfucker that can't speak English. Motherfucker, you don't speak English.
I
just said words mean
a lot
of things.
I'll knock you the
now
fuck out
of
in front of me.
Shut
I'll
your fucking
fuck
ass up
in front of
and
me.
Get off the motherfucking line, bitch.
You're some sucker shit, man.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me for that. When you get suckers, you got to make them, you got to engage. If you ain't no stand-up man about yours, you can't engage. This motherfucker, okay, never mind, fuck him. I don't really believe you motherfuckers understand that it's easier said than done. You know, you kick it with me and you want to make up shit. Well, this guy wasn't making up shit. He actually thinks what he's saying or what he believes is right. Because to him, the English word up means up. To him, the word, the English word up cannot mean knowing. The word up cannot mean doing it. What I'm saying is, he only thinks the word up means look up. That's how come you're stupid, you fucking foreign motherfucker. Now, I love what I be doing. You know, I mean, shit, you listen to me going through shit with people. But I love this shit. You know, I've been a lucky fucking man in regards to my endeavors. Because all of them have been rewarding in one way or another. And believe me, you guys don't really know it because you don't pay attention to it. But I tell you about the failures. I have a lot of fucking failures. What was that shit? I was spilling all that fucking money on. What? It was some fucking way you guys, God damn it, I can't think of it. But that was, I spent 10 grand on that. Didn't make, I might have made $800 back. What I'm saying, it's up to you to follow the path that you think you need to be following. And if you follow it and get to where you need to go, you need to be happy. But if you ain't got no path to follow, you just wandering around without no direction. And if that's the case, you haven't determined where you want to go yet. You're just wandering. What the hell are you waiting on? What the fuck are you waiting on? When you look in the mirror, ask yourself, who are the three most powerful people you know? And you should say, me, myself, and I. What a powerful combination. I'm saying this, that's a combination of personal strength when you can look at yourself and honestly say that goddamn shit that you think you're the strongest, baddest-ass motherfucker you know. Now, what a pleasure it is to go to bed these past few years for me, because most nights I go to bed planning to create some kind of path or a pathway for tomorrow, but these last few nights, I've been going to bed realizing I'm already on my path for tomorrow. And it's like a trip. It's, wait a minute, man. Hey, I got to pull me another drink. Because I'm just, you know, as I say this stuff, it just, it makes me feel good. I can't help it. It's such a major difference in how you take that last breath before you go to sleep. I'm telling me, you just take my advice on this. Whatever your goals are, 978, what do you fucking, why are you up here talking? God damn. Okay, 978, what is it?
Yeah, Bird, man. I managed to find the link, man. I'll send you the paper right now.
Hey, listen to me first. Please, listen. Didn't I tell you with something you doing, you fucking asshole?
Nah, because you gave me the you gave me the wrong email at the beginning.
Hey, listen to me, man. Because I asked you out, I didn't give you any more information. I told you what
now,
you said go to
arthurrosebird.com, but it was the Rose. I asked.
No, fuck him. I don't give a fuck what he think I said. I know what the fuck I said. You know, 313, I was finna get you, but you went off, so I don't care. Fuck all you motherfuckers, man. Whatever the fuck your goals are, make sure they're lofty. Make sure they're big goals. Shit. I'm telling you, man. 313, what's up with you? 978, I'm not fucking with you, so you can just get off.
What's the deal, bud? How you doing? This is Rod Greer.
This is who?
Rod Greer. You can hear me clearly.
Why, Rod Greer. Greer, what's up, man?
How you been? I just wanted to let you know, man, I'm still down. I've been out of SWU for, I guess, a couple months now, and I can just say I'm still learning and applying. What I've gotten lately, I've been getting the compliment that I'm slick with my words, or I be talking slick. And, you know, I just wanted to pay homage to you because I feel like if I didn't go through what I went through, shit, I still have been saying D-Dot-Do or whatever. You know what I mean?
Hey, Rod, keep calling in. But, excuse me, you got to understand this. You don't want a motherfucker telling you you sound slick. It could be a compliment coming from them, but it's not a compliment because they lumping you in the street jargon. They're lumping your words into having no meaning.
Mm.
That's why they say you slick. Because when they talk to a slick motherfucker, they don't give a fuck about what that motherfucker's saying. You feel me?
Man, this is why I fucking, man. I fucking love you, bud. Hey, that makes sense, yeah.
I'm telling you, this is what's up. You got to have a motherfucker that had game to school you, but you got to be able to pick it up like you just did. Hey, listen. What I just told you would have ran the average motherfucker over, but what it did was just bump into you. That's why you laugh.
Right on.
Hey, that's why you laugh. Yeah, nigga. That's why I fuck with you, because you seen the shit. The motherfucker that don't see it gonna get ran over.
Right on. Appreciate you, bud. I'm staying down. I'm gonna keep calling in.
Hey, you know it, brother. Be cool, man.
Right on.
So what I'm saying to all you guys, you know, it's just such a major difference in how you live your life when you know when you believe what you think. I mean, whatever makes you happy is not good enough. Whatever makes you happy should be where you start at. And you got to keep going. Because what I'm saying is if you look at life like that, your accomplishments are going to make you feel as if you like 40 feet tall. That's the way I think we should roll, me and you, not just me. You see, there's a lot of dudes who claim to be able to teach you how to get at a woman. What you get in my tools are real conversations that will work for you, but not if you think you have to memorize this conversation and try to use it. I mean, that could work, but that's not what I would do. I would use the conversation as far as the poodle go. I would use it as a template. And I would make my own conversation up. So then, in the course of me talking, you know, I'm saying some shit that I know about. Now, what's more, my twos be telling you the why. They tell you why what you're listening to is going to work. So here's something about how to catch is one thing, but to be able to see the reasoning in the action and to be able to understand why what is going on is going to result in your fantasies being realized. Now, I mean, that's just something much more powerful. This is what you get in each one of the tools that you get fucking with me. And the reality of it is, there's no detox centers for the dope you're about to get hooked on. Well, I'm the dope man. I give you this little shit on these videos because you get sprung. Okay, you know I'm talking shit now. my confidence, 209, I see you. What's up,
209? Oh, yeah, man, I heard you talk about that dude in the slick talk. It happened to me the other day.
Well, it happened to you the other day?
Man, met this little Mexican chick at Big Five, at the Big Five shoe store, right?
Right.
So I had a conversation with her, kept to her, had the conversation. Exchange numbers and stuff, and when I called her, she told me that I was lying. hey, bud, and I swear, man, I ain't got no reason to lie. So everything I told her was true, but she just feel that I talking slick, you know, and I was using straight grammar, no street talk, none of that.
Well, what made her say you was talking slick?
I don't know. I do not know. That's
no.
Why I'm basically calling.
You do know. You just haven't thought. I know already.
Hey, bro, I might have been out of her level. I think she might not have been on my level, I think. I might have been too clean.
Listen, man, you got to understand something. Women expect you to be fucked up talking to them. So
right.
When they can see that you are very comfortable talking to them, everything you saying is slick. They scare you. So what I'm saying, you got to be aware, because I'm thinking this, bro. You was being way too smooth with what the fuck you was saying and how you was saying it. So she seeing your actions that you slick fuck
right.
What you slick. She said to her, she said, "You motherfucking nigga, I know you know I'm a Mexican and you think I'm just going for these plain words, man, but as smooth as your motherfucking ass talking, fuck you slick ass motherfucker."
I think so. I think so, bud. Hey, bud. I'm not gonna call her back, man. Fuck her, man. I ain't calling her back, man. Fuck that.
No, listen,
if she don't
listen,
call me, I'm not
that,
fucking with her.
No, wait. Fuck that. The bitch won, then.
Okay.
Call the bitch back. And tell the bitch, okay. Look, let me just tell you something. I know you think, because I ain't got no problem talking to you, blah, 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 you think I'm a slick-ass motherfucker. What I am is a worldly motherfucker, and the slickness is only coming out because of what you think. Now, when you say all that, you just tell a point blank, give me a chance to show you what time it is. Watch that
That's
bitch
right.
cream. Say what I just said, and watch that bitch cream and give you action.
Okay. That's what I need. I needed a cream. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Did you hear what I said, Duke?
I didn't hear you.
Did you hear what I said, Duke? I said, do what I said.
Yeah.
You heard? What did I say, Duke?
Bro, I'm a...
What
man,
did
tell
I say
her.
In your words?
Man, hey, but tell her that just because I know that she, but I'm going to replay it, bro. I'm going to replay
on
the machine,
man.
And I'm
going to. You tell her. You don't want to replay it. You don't want it memorized. You want it coming off your mind. You want to tell her.
Okay.
I know you probably checking out how smooth or whatever, you know, I'm talking to, you know, some, you know, otherwise you saying something to her about her saying you slick. And what I'm saying is you giving her a reason for her to think that you was slick. But at the same time, you tell her that just because I'm smooth, you know, with the way I talk, it means that you ain't scaring me like you scare all them other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying, baby? So, you know what I mean? Somewhere, man.
You're right.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
So listen,
hey,
you guys.
I appreciate that game, bro.
Hey, that is game, but that ain't no game. That ain't nothing. And game coming when you use it.
Yes, sir.
All you did was get some information just now. The game comes.
Okay.
The game comes when you use this shit and you see the results. Then you'll call back in tomorrow or the next day, nigga, please, let me send you some Swisher.
Hey, I already know it's going to work, bro. I already know. I already know it's official. I already know. Hey, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to follow
bro.
Up.
Hey, bro, then I smoke regular Swisher.
That's right. I smoke great. Okay.
Some real shit, man. I love it. Hey, 978, what the fuck, man? What do you want?
Yeah, bud, I'll send you the paper right now, man. I wanted to know, you're going to email the cost to me or
Bro, listen to me. I'm going to tell you this one last time. Whatever the fuck you want, if you want the course, $850. If you want the course in the school, $1,350. I don't care what you want, but whatever it is, all you got to do is hit paypal.com. Ask Rosebud.
Yeah.
Rosebud, listen. Ask Rosebud. Rosebud have two D's in it. So if you've been putting one, you might have been getting the wrong address. But make sure Ask Rosebud have two D's in it at gmail.com. And whatever the fuck you buying, you just put the goddamn payment in that email. I mean, excuse me, in that PayPal link. PayPal's going to send it to me. And once I get it, I'm going to send you the shit. Now, I don't need...
Yeah, I'll send it right
now. Bro, I don't need to talk about this anymore, right?
I'll send it right now. So I'm calling to see how you're going to send it to me. You're going to email the calls to me or...
My God.
I just wanna,
bro, please. I think you should keep your money, man. Because you're going to be needing me to hold your hand. And
I'm trying to get laced, man.
You're not trying to get laced, because if you was trying to get laced, you would get off the goddamn phone and do what the fuck you saying you trying to do. Hey, you gotta take a chance at some point, don't you, bro?
Rosebud, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm like 58 years old, man. So I ain't never used like PayPal or nothing like that, man. Online shit is new to me, man. So, but I'm trying to send the money right now, man. I'm serious about
hey,
getting
hey,
late,
bro,
man.
Can you just do what I said, man? And please don't call me no more unless you tell me you said.
Right, Rosebud.
Unless
Rose,
you call
Rose,
me
Rose,
to say
what? Tell me what. Tell me one more time, man. I'm going to write it down, man.
Ask Rosebud. Rosebud have two D's in it. At gmail.com.
I got you.
At gmail.com. That's my email. Now, what you going to do is go to paypal.com. Once you get there, you look up and you'll see tabs. You want to click the Send Money tab. You click that tab, and then it's going to say who you want to send the money to. It ain't going to say that, but it's something, a screen is going to come up. Who you want to send it to is going to be there. You want to send it to me, askrosebud@gmail.com. Then when you put whatever amount of money, your information in it, it's going to give you some comments. Then in the comments, you say what the fuck you mind. And then I'll send that shit to you email, but I won't send it till I get the payment.
Right, right. I got you, bud. I got you. So,
hey, stop. Stop. You said you got me, right?
I got you, bud. I appreciate
that. Hang up. I'm tired of talking to you. Hang up.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the paper right now, and I'm gonna call.
Well, send it. Send it.
I'm going to send you the paper right now, and I'm going to call you right back, bud.
Okay. Man, you are a motherfucker, man. All right, man. Send the shit, man. God damn.
All right, bud. All right.
Ooh, man. Let me tell you something, you guys. I don't mean to be this way, man, but I just ain't finna try to hold nobody's fucking hand, man. This dude might be finna, I don't know how much he's finna send me, man, but he probably think I'm crazy as a motherfucker, but I'm not crazy. Oh, I was going to say, oh, God, he's back. 314, oh, what's happening, man?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing, what's going on?
I can't call it, man. I just wanted to call in and let you know, man, pimping is understood down here in Missouri, man. You one of the best to preach it, bro.
Bro, wait a minute. You just started listening to me?
Man, I just got turned on to you in 21, bud, man. I've been a fan.
Okay, wait, bro. What I'm saying is Rosebud, who fucking vetted those, did do some pimping. That ain't what I'm talking about on this shit. I'm talking about being a man, handling your shit, catching bitches, and having your way like pimps do. But we ain't coming
up. Hey, man, I definitely understand the game, but I just wanted to call in and give you some flowers. This is the first time I've been able to connect with you, brother, and I just wanted to pay much respect due. I know I ain't on topic, but just give your flowers, bro.
Hey, you know what, man? I appreciate you for that, bro. Thank you.
No problem, man. Top of the evening to you.
You know what, man? Be cool. Well, that shit, no matter what, man. Shit like that. How the fuck can I get tired of that? Come on, man. My course has prepared me to critically think about anything I involve myself with. Not my course, my life. But I put in my course the value in critically thinking about whatever you think about. And I'm realizing the initial anxiety that I experienced is only natural. So whatever you experience once you undertake this, it's natural. Quit being a punk. Go through it. Handle it. It's natural because of how important this shit is to your future. What I'm saying is when you really think about it, knowing why you have anxiety, knowing what is liable to promote your anxiety, I mean, my goodness, that should be important to how you see your future. That knowledge should make you know that you're going to be your usual self on stage life. And you're going to handle the audience, people in life, like a seasoned veteran. I mean, that's all we can do. And you do that by believing what you've learned. If you believe what you've learned, I mean, the things in your life will be important to your future. I'm serious. If you believe what you're learning now and you execute it for X amount of years, your future is going to develop during these years. This is future too, but this is not the future that's developing. The future that's developing is based on this character you're becoming, this person that you're becoming during these developmental years. You just got game right here, so you can't have game right here. You just learn different shit. It's going to take some years of you using that shit you learned, becoming that person who learned all this stuff, and then when it at a point, you're going to be able to go further. Now, you get to learn how to own the shit. I'm serious. Learning to own it, that means you take your ass out and you show yourself what you know. You do it. Now, wouldn't it be a great thing if I was able to start an elementary school or even some kind of after-school program where we monitor or where we tutor students in different hoods? I would even be willing to start a citizen-run community center. I remember we had something like that in the Crest, where I'm from. It was a house, but they turned it into a community center. The kids came up there to do homework or whatever, sometimes just to hang out, whatever, in a safe place. Or sometimes just to get away from home. But the good thing about it was a community project, and people from the community ran it. They opened it and closed it every day. Then I don't know what it should be, but I do know this should be something done to reach the younger fucking kids before life chews them up and spits them out. So, you know, starting an elementary school is one thing, but the first semester at Sidewalk University is like elementary school. And you learn all the basics. Well, not even the first semester, the first 3 weeks, let's say. Then the second month is like junior high school, where you learn, you know, where to use. You learn the shit at first, now you're learning to use it. And then that third semester is, you know, where you get to learn how to own the shit. You own what you learn. First, you learn it. Then you use it. Then you own it. And you do that by taking your ass out and showing what the fuck you know. Otherwise, take this shit out and use it. I'm saying, if I did start an elementary school, and people, you came to it, you would feel fucked up because you've grown. So that's why I do what I do, the way I do it. Because I know there's all kind of things that you would use to make yourself not want to fuck with it. So I don't really know what shit should be, but I do know, like I said, it should be something done to reach
the younger kids. But in this case, I'm not really talking about kids. I'm talking about the younger men that are actually learning as kids learn. And because I'm telling you, the life we're about to live is going to chew you up and spit you out if you're not right, if you're not strong. You know, I was talking to some dude for 10, 15 minutes, I forgot, but he said, you're selfish. You're full of yourself, you conceited bastard. I fucking, like, you know, looked at the phone and, you know, I want to hand that motherfucker a Kleenex because I told him, wipe your glasses off, motherfucker, so you can see. I thought you knew or you seen that shit when we started talking, motherfucker. I ain't hiding that. But you don't understand what admitting that did. He wasn't trying to fuck with me about that after that. As long as he can, he would. But you can't because I didn't admit it. Most of you motherfuckers misunderstand me. I know I scream, you know, or I sound like I'm screaming pimp this and pimp that, you know, most of the time. And, you know, I'm you know, probably guilty a little bit. But that's because, you know, that's who I am. Why should I fake? I cannot very well scream out to you about being a welder and didn't know anything about welding. I couldn't tell you about, all right, private number. What kind of pizza you want, man?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, man.
What's up? Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, man. What kind of pizza you want?
Yeah. Sorry?
What is it, man? You got a question?
I'm calling. Yeah. I'm questioning why you're being rude to my brother. Why are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at?
Because...
What are you laughing at, man? Don't be rude to me, brethren. You know what I mean, fam?
Okay. Thank you. Is that all you
have? Whoa, yeah? What's happening?
Bro, what's happening is I don't want to talk to you or your brother. So just because I have a show doesn't mean I got to talk to you. 414, what's up?
414, what's up? Man, just check it in, OG. Now, are you asking, are you saying what it is to be a Superman? Because I feel like a super nigga, and I feel like I'm blessed and highly favored. Because, like you say, when you think it, and you do it, and you achieve it, man, it ain't nothing like it in the world, OG. And, you know, like I said,
hey, let me ask you something. What make you say that What make you say that shit? I'm not saying I don't believe you. Listen first before you start talking. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm saying a lot of motherfuckers talk that shit you talking. What makes you, or what makes what you say something that I should believe?
Because I believe it. And I put myself first, and I'm conceited, but also I know that...
Stop. You're only... Listen to me, bro. You're only being very surface. You're not answering the question. Listen.
Okay. You answer me? Let me answer, OG.
You can't answer it. What I'm saying is, when you ask me something like that, well, what have you done to say that you know, you this kind of guy? Well, I didn't wrote 21 books. I got a master's. I got a fucking a bachelor's. You know, I'm a straight-A fucking student. I'm saying, you know, I'm 69. I didn't call about this year at least 12 bitches. I'm with a motherfucker right now that's been with me 3-4 months. But what I'm saying is I'm going to list some shit. I ain't going to be saying no vague-ass
bullshit like you said.
All right, because you were, okay, I won't be vague, okay. At 1920, I made 5 to 6 figures. I own about 5 to 6 properties right now. I'm 43 years old. I've been divorced. I've been... Hold on, you...
Listen,
what?
Why I know you lying is because you
why?
Just said 2 or 3 times. You said something about you own about... You know how many houses you own. You either own 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever many. It's not about... Bro, stop. I know you lying, man.
Okay, OG. Can I answer? No,
yeah.
I was just working on. I seen the notification. I heard what that was on there. I don't have to lie to you, my brother. I have my hands up, okay? And I don't have to lie on that because I done lost it and God then gave it back to me. So that's what
okay.
I want to sit up and tell you. But far as putting it in their face every day, that's what my testimony is. Because people told me I couldn't do it, and I set up and did it. And like I'm going to continue to say it to you and everybody else, God is good all the time, brother. And like I said, you know, that's the way I talk. Remember, you had to try to tell me what block addiction was.
You,
and I didn't,
man.
Yeah, that's just what I am.
Nothing.
It's all good, OG. You're my elder, and I love you for it.
No, listen, you can be quiet because I can shut you up. My motherfucking ass is trying to say something, and that's just that. I mean, you don't have about nothing. You have it or you don't. 414, what's up?
You're right. I have to change the way I pronunciate that. Okay, in my bag, with just the way it came off. But, brother, ain't nobody trying to front on your line at all. You know, I'm not a perpetrator. Not at all. I've been doing this for a while, and I've been listening to you for a while. When I seen that, what is a Superman, I'm like, hold on. I scoff at, you know, everything that they say, the stereotypes and everything, because I go beyond it. And like you were saying, this stuff that you've been talking about for all these years, this ain't about applying it to no pimp. It's about applying it to a man, being a man about everything that you do. Meaning that just like you tried to pull my square, I'm sitting up pulling yours and make you know I got it. And God been blessing me, and I've been chasing my ghosts. And I didn't get that from you. But my daddy taught me that. My mother taught me that. But like I said, I don't want to digress, but I know you a super nigga. And I want you to continue to be blessed like I'm being blessed. Okay?
Well, let me say something to you before you get off the line. I am truly blessed. I get to be myself the way I want to be in. And I'm saying, like me, that's like heaven. That's heaven. I cannot work for anybody. I ain't trying to hear shit. You know that. But you know what?
OG, you know what I love about you, OG? You exposed and you was talking about Trump before any motherfucking really caught on to that con. And the fact of the matter that you called out the 3 amigos and they ain't saying nothing. And it's the fact of the matter that you still trying to give brothers deals and you still trying to, you know, hit people with the real game and not be lame. And I love you for it. And like I said, may all the haters die from 1,000 cuts. And
man,
I am the super nigga today.
Wait, you ain't that motherfucker that said that speech about a year ago.
Yes, I am, my brother. Yes, I am. You better check game. You better check me out. I done set up and did everything you didn't ask me to do.
Wait, have I hit you with them two audio books?
You hit me with the one audio book, and the reason I got mad is when you said, no, you hit me with one of them.
I'm finna hit you with the other one. You hit my email, motherfucker, because I remember you with that 1,000 cut. I didn't get that.
That's right, OG. Hey, you know what, OG? You've been putting them with 1,000 cuts, nigga, since you came out and exposed all these motherfuckers sitting up trying to get these people to game and call it and show them be perpetrators. You exposed that shit. And like I said, Man, like I said, God is good all the time, OG. But like I said, nigga, it's all. I hope when I get to 68, I can still be moving and shaking like you, chasing the motherfucking ghost.
I'm going to say it again. Hey, hit my email at rosebudandcup.com. The second part is like twice as much as the first part.
All right. And OG, I found the software for me to start doing my writing. So thank you for that. You know, I asked that question and you gave it to me, but that shit is perfect. But like I said, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. It's all love. Toast up to you, nigga. I'm finna pour me some yak and, you know, get back to the winter wonderland. Okay? It's all good. It's all love.
Let me do my goddamn thing. Yeah. Shit-talking motherfucker.
God bless. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gee.
That's the stuff I got to cut, bro. He go wear me out. Let me tell you something. See, that's just who I am, the way I talk. I couldn't very well scream out to you about being a welder, because I don't know shit about welding. That would be like a motherfucking football player trying to explain a crossover to another football player. Shit. He's an athlete, but he plays football. Do you think a basketball player can tell you how to withstand a middle back hit? A linebacker driving in your gut? That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, motherfucker that just was on the phone, you made my day, motherfucker. You really did. What I'm saying is I know the ins and outs. I know them of this game. I mean, not every game I know the ins and outs, but I know of every game, and I know there are ins and outs, and by me knowing that, I'm up. But being in the game, period, you're going to learn about all kinds of goddamn shit. Now, if you're just fucking with those paper motherfuckers, you would learn that you don't want your bitch to be the front bitch. Because you're going to be visiting that bitch in the pen. Because she getting caught. I'm talking about when something go wrong. She's the one that's getting caught. But for the record, I respect each and every aspect of the game. But I pimped for mine. You know, this has been a long growth period. Was like my third or fourth. And during my second one, I grew to understand helping people. I've been wanting to help my neighbors, my black neighbors especially, but I go fair with whoever my neighbor is, no race distinction. But if I win this year, I'm looking to doing some black shit. I may even get me a home, or not a home, but a home base for a Sidewalk University and have part of it a community center. I'm thinking about this shit. It's all ideas now, but I'm going to go hard on it because SWU is too valuable to stop where I am now. When you're the way I am, you're in a perpetual state of thinking, and this, my friends, is tiring. So when it comes to me and you know, my me time, you know, it's just a time when I don't do much. But guess what? That's why I don't get any me time, because it's damn near impossible for me to stop thinking about what I need to do, and it's impossible for my phone to stop ringing. You know, I'm always working on something, and still, I be coming up short. But I don't be coming up short. It's just some more work. Ain't that a bitch? No, it's not a bitch. It's life. And I'm living it. It's not living me. I'm living life. With all the ups and downs until they throw, you know, dirt on my motherfucking ass. And have you really noticed that I told you everything I say, I do. I told you a long time ago I was going to leave Facebook alone, and you see, I've done it. You know, that was a place I had, you know, a lot of respect for. But then people want to make all these stupid statements and they can do it. And I didn't really like it. Plus, it just, I outgrew it. But lately, I don't really have the time nor the energy to really, you know, engage in that kind of goddamn shit. My life is more about Sidewalk University. You know, Facebook and all that shit did help me, you know, learn how to deal with the internet. And I have noticed, you know, that a lot of the shit when I, because I do check Facebook. I just don't really post that often. People are getting philosophical. And, you know, some of the shit coming from fools. But I guess fools are only being fools when they're acting foolish, because some of the shit be making sense. So just as I know people who made all the right turns and just treasure the memories of the game, I know motherfuckers who, you know, make wrong turns and like have really negative memories of the game. So is it fair to say memories for most of us? Well, I think it is fair to say memories for most of you is a long way off. Just don't forget along the way they don't have to be pleasant. They do not have to be pleasant memories. You all gonna one day fucking have memories that's gonna help you live the rest of your life, you know, in the age of grace and dignity, which is what I'm trying to do. Unless you weren't down, you know, if you wasn't down, you're gonna suffer. In that case, you're gonna be like many, many pimps and hoes that I know who they was, you know, down but not really down. And, you know, they're mad at the world. Because, see, the game is not a joke. That's why you should dream and dream big, because that's what the game is about. Any of them gangsters or coke dealers or whoever the fuck you saw movies about, they have one thing in common. They dreamed big. You know, whatever they was doing. I strove to become great in the arena where the majority of entrants fail to be great. This does not make me better than you or anyone else. I don't even want to be better than anyone else. I don't want to be the best. I want to be looked upon as a motherfucker with an extreme amount of tenacity. And tenacity, do you know that that word is, you know, not really used often in conversations because it's just not a everyday word. But that word can be applied to things we do every single day. And if you spell that word out, you can see why it's so important. Tenacity. The T is for truth. The E is for effort. The N is for never. The A is for allows. The C is for curious. The I is for intelligence. The T is for two. Not the number two. Two. I send this to you. The Y is for yield. Now, what's so dope about this is if you really read this, it says, because this is an acronym, it's tenacity, the word tenacity. But an acronym is letters used to spell a word. Or make a, no, excuse me, it's not letters used to spell the word, it's letters used to represent words that make a sentence. It's my bad. So tenacity. True effort never allows curious, wait a minute. True effort never allows curious intelligence to yield. Come on, man. I know you don't want to give me credit for that. Think about what I just said. True effort never allows curious intelligence to yield. Meaning true attempts will never allow your curiosity to be intelligent or to help your intelligence to yield or stop. Come on, man. That's pure dope. And that's what I deliver. I'm gone. Hey, this is a good show.